Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bonjour, je suis Mouloud Achour et vous écoutez ClickX en podcast. ClickX, c'est une série de conversations avec des personnalités que j'ai eu la chance de rencontrer au fil des années pour un échange longue durée. Tous les épisodes de ClickX sont à retrouver en podcast ici et sur toutes les plateformes d'écoute en ligne. Quant à l'émission Click, c'est quand vous voulez sur MyCanal et le dimanche à 12h45 en clair sur Canal+. Et aujourd'hui, on a parlé avec Young Thug. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
You know a few words in France?
Fuck no.
What do you want to learn in France?
Suck my dick.
Suce ma bite.
Suce my beats. Suce my beats. Pierre, suce my beats. Suce my beats. I mean, suck my dick. Turn up.
What do you want else?
Fuck some.
Niquer quelqu'un. Niquer quelqu'un.
Niquer quelqu'un. I mean, fuck some. Niquer quelqu'un. Niquer quelqu'un. Yeah.
Can you give us, for the French, the definition of the word thug? What does it mean to be a thug?
A cold-hearted motherfucker when it comes down to people. I don't give a fuck about them. I love my fans. I love the people that I'm supposed to love. Critics. It's my decisions. My thoughts. No one else's. No feelings. That's my definition of a thug.
You know, you are, like, to me, more like the definition of a French artist more than the US artist, and more a rock star than a rap star, because you don't give a fuck about the critics.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like in the US, every time you come with a different stuff, people are looking at you like, what is he doing? But back then in the hip-hop, when it begins, like Wu-Tang as his style, Run-DMC as his style, LL Cool J as his style. Yeah. Why does it become so formatted? Why does everybody wants you to do the same than everybody?
I guess because I don't give a fuck. And everybody know, like, Young Thug, the guy that don't give a fuck. So it's like, they like, you know, they need a bad guy. Like, everybody in the world was against Tupac because he was a thug. So you gotta have a bad guy. You got to. If you don't have people like us, who the fuck you gonna blame? You gotta have a bad guy. So I really understand. It gotta be a bad guy.
Like the Joker?
Yeah, it gotta be. So, yeah. Got to be a bad guy. If it's not a bad guy, who the fuck you gonna blame? The good guy? And it's like everybody don't understand it, but a thug understand it.
Yeah, but it's funny because hip hop was supposed to be like a controversy culture, became so conservative, you know?
Because people like me that influence the world, I influence a lot of motherfuckers to not care. So now nobody don't give a fuck about the religion. Nobody don't give a fuck. Now everybody's just like, well, fuck it, I'm gonna say this, or I'm gonna be like that, or fuck him, he ain't nothing like Tupac, or he can't be Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying? So everybody just kind of getting them, I don't give a fuck signals. But so I just blame myself, like, damn, I did it.
You got haters?
Fucking course, you got haters.
I know.
Biggest fucking talk show around here.
And you know, what can we say to the haters? Suce ma bite.
Fuck you. You know.
You know, I discovered you with Came From Nothing. Leave a nigga mad. I got patience with a pistol and you can show get his leg. And when I listened to that, I was like, okay, who is this guy? He's a punk rap.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
problem.
Like a rap genius.
Yeah.
So you grew up with rap music. I heard that you had like a big family, a lot of brothers and sisters. Yeah. How was it when you were a kid?
So hard. It was hard. It was so hard. I don't even gotta talk about it. It was hard.
Yeah.
Struggle.
And so the music helped you to.
escape. Yeah.
To escape to that.
Kind of.
What was?
But now it don't make me. It don't help me escape because I still didn't escape. I still was there. So it just helped me deal with it. You know, the paper helped me escape. You know what I'm saying? You should have volume of that.
And you're chasing the paper?
What? Chasing the paper, chasing me. I'm chasing the paper. I'm chasing these hoes. Where y'all hoes at? Run. Here I come. On the way.
And what amazed me is like, how much song can you write in a week? Like, what's going on in your head?
What? It amazed me. Sometimes it amazed me myself. Sometimes I'd be like, I literally do songs in 15 minutes, 10 minutes, whole song, 4 minutes, 5 minute song, in 15 minutes. That's like 4 bars every minute.
You know, like Dr. Dre did almost 20 years to do an album.
Yeah. And a lot of rappers take a long time to make one song. Hours, 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 days, weeks. Man, I make albums in weeks.
And I saw that more that
I make 5-10 songs
4,
a day.
4,000 tracks leaked on the internet.
Yeah.
When did you have the time to record 4,000 tracks?
From probably from like the Rich Gang. I'm on the top of the mountain puffing on clouds, and niggas still beginning. Probably right at right after Danny Glover. Right before I met Bird, I was doing a lot of recording. But I always recorded a lot, always. But I was always like in the streets. So I might be in the streets for 3 weeks, then I might record for 1 week. You know what I'm saying? That's how my months will go. But now it's just like, I don't have to be in the streets, you know what I'm saying? So 90% of the day I'm recording.
And what's going on in your mental mental way you see the rhymes? Do you write them? Or is it in your head and you...
Yeah, it's just fluently. Yeah, I don't write. I ain't ever wrote a rap. Ever. You won't ever see a Young Thug paper, piece of paper from Young Thug with no songs on it. I ain't ever wrote it. I guess I ain't ever have to. I guess I really came from it, the structure. So I guess I ain't have to write about it. Nobody have to write it for me neither. It was just like, play the beat. I'm gonna talk about what happened yesterday. Play the beat, I'm gonna tell you what the fuck gonna happen tomorrow. So it's like always easy for me.
Because you had production and beats with not a lot of music, and the instrument is your voice.
Yeah. Thank you, God. I'm happy I'm blessed. I'm happy I was blessed with a voice. A weird voice. Weird voice. Got me way right with you. Yeah, I'm not from here. I'm from goddamn. You know, you heard of the new earth that they found?
Yeah.
It's a new earth, but it's like 10 times bigger than this earth.
It's the same than this earth.
It's earth though. It's earth. It looks identical. Everything is the same. You ain't heard of that yet? It's 10 times bigger than earth, but it's earth. It's another earth they just found, another planet. It looks just like earth though. So they call it earth. I'm probably from there. I don't think I'm from here. This.
And what are you looking at? What kind of video are you looking on internet when you're home? What are you watching? What movies are you inspired by? What?
So what's so crazy? I don't watch TV.
You don't watch?
Everybody be like, I got a lot to say to not be a TV watcher, movie watcher. I got a lot of songs. I probably watch 5 movies, 10 movies in my whole life. I ain't ever watched TV. Even when I be locked up, no TV. I be just thinking. But I'm a fast learner. So I can hear you say something one time and I can make a whole song about it.
Really?
Yeah, but I wouldn't make a song about it as in if I knew. Of course you would know like, okay, I taught him that. Because it's still real.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna just take something, run with it and just be like, yeah, this. Cause a lot of idiots do that. And it look good on them, but in the long run it hurt. But that's because there's someone else who you could have grabbed just by saying one thing different. But people don't. Some people, that's why I'm not from here. I'm from the other earth. I'm ready to go back too. this shit petty. I look at this like it's petty. Not this. I mean, like Earth. I'm like, yeah, I'm too.
And I think
closed-minded people.
Yeah.
I be like, I don't even talk. I just be like, okay. I just hope they get it before someone else express it. And it really came from me, you know what I'm saying? These about to be telling you there's a lot of like biters, a lot of people that act like they start shit, they start. So that's the only thing I be really hoping. I be hoping, I be like, damn, I hope they understand me before the next motherfucker that look up to me, they understand him because he can express it better and make it feel like he started it or he did it or he the founder. Ugh, because I'm the founder. I'm the founder of the earth. I found this place. I'm ready to lead them.
But even in the way you dress, like everybody was, why is he wearing like dresses and acting his nails? But you're working like with artists.
Yeah.
Like, they don't understand that.
No, because they're from here.
From here, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm like, it can be really thuggish to have nails and wear a dress and don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That's a really thuggish, like it's punk.
Yeah, punk rock. They don't, when they understand, it's gonna be like 100 years from now and it's gonna be another me, like a new me. Because when you know when you die off or when you go on, it's gonna be a new you. Probably better, a new and improve you. New and improve you. So it'll probably be the next me or the next 10 me's to make people understand like, okay. Because I don't,
But people who have a real influence, like Kanye, understood you what you were doing.
Yeah, because he's like me and him from, I think we from the same little, you know, the earth I was telling you about. We from there. We gotta be from the same city, town, street. We gotta be. Cause he one of the only people that understand me. And he's so real to the point where he's bigger than life, but he still can get on a talk show and express. I like Young Thug. I look up to Thug. I like the way Thug handle business. So that's honest. You know what I'm saying?
He
that's
is.
Being real. You know what I'm saying? Because some people, or motherfucking hack you all day, but get on the TV like it's them. It's just a big circle.
And when you get shoot up from people like Drake, or what? How does it feel to have the validation of like all those people?
Oh, feel so good. Feel amazing. Coming from people that big, because they don't have to do it. But just by a nigga like Kanye being real, it feels like life. Like you locked up for murder and you beat it. That's how it feels like, whoa. When you hear a nigga like that say something about you. Nigga like Kanye West, Young Thug, it's trending. Young Thug is the nigga. I'm like, what the fuck? I want to do an album with him. He's Bob Marley. I'm like,
yeah.
Hold on. I thought it was fake. I'm like, that's fake.
You should do an album with Kanye just
because. And we should do an album and don't say shit. Just be like.
I'm sure that if you were together in a studio, you had time to do like 10 tracks.
Yes. We got in the studio one time. We did a lot. We did music. We rap. I think we identical. We identical. I don't compare myself to nobody, but he do the same thing. Like it's like a rhythm. It's really like a little special sauce you can't give away. He know what I'm talking about, and I know what I'm talking about.
He's living in the future.
Yes, but it's something that you can't pass on because people ain't gonna just be like, I got different Thug, I got different Kanye. Niggas gonna be like, I'm the founder. So it's like, nah, keep it out. Keep it away.
You know, I was in the US this summer and I saw a guy more hardcore than any rapper since the creation of rap. It's Donald Trump.
You said what?
Have you seen Donald Trump?
What's that?
The guy who's running for president in the US?
Yeah, that's crazy. What the fuck?
It's crazy, you know?
Man, what the fuck?
What's going on in the US?
You motherfuckers about that punk rule. What the fuck laws is he about to pass? You can walk around naked. Like, what the fuck about to go on? They let a punk win. They ain't gonna ever do that. They ain't gonna let no punk win no motherfucking election. to be no prezi. The president? Y'all go clown Obama like that? After him, y'all let a fucking punk come? No. I ain't gonna do it.
Are you sure?
Yes. I know for.
Because it's getting more and more important. When I was there, every time he was on TV, Donald Trump, blah, 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 saying bullshit.
I don't know what the fuck they thinking. Huh? Yeah. They hell no. They ain't gonna let them do it just because, I don't know. They probably do though. They probably do, just because of the self-esteem. Like his self-esteem probably just let him win. Like, maybe my self-esteem need to be up there. Like, I'm the fucking president. Young Thug for president in the US.
What would be your first decision as a president?
Suck that dick anywhere, hoe. Make these hoes suck and fuck everywhere they go. Every time you turn around, don't matter. But they gotta be a good age. But my first thing would be like to make free everybody in the jail. That'd be my first thing. I don't give a fuck what you locked up for. Unless it's like rape a little kid or something. Even murderers, I'd be like, all right, give them a chance. Because 10, 15 years of a nigga life he deserves a chance, no matter what it is. I know for a fact, within 15 years he learned. So my first rule would be like, free everybody that's in the jail.
Because one of your brother has been incarcerated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I know for a fact, even a lot of 10 years, I know he done learned his lesson. I know he have. And no matter what he say on the phone, I know for a fact he ain't gonna go back to jail. So it's like, just let him go. They got niggas in jail 50 years. Like, why the fuck you holding him for 50 years? You gonna make him a killer. He gonna get straight out and kill somebody.
Yeah.
50 years? Man, they gonna learn they lesson in 5 years. Nigga go get sit down 5 years, nigga learn their lesson. Not 50. You ain't teaching no lesson. When I come out, I'm out. So I would like let everybody out of jail.
I'd like to talk to you about your song OD.
You say OD?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a big dedication to your family and
yeah.
It's one of your beautiful songs. How did you write that?
I just went. I ain't write it. I was in the studio and it was close to my sister's birthday. My sister and my mom, their birthday like days apart. My sister, she's like 36 or 37. She never stayed away from my mom. She stayed with her. She stayed in the same house a whole 36 years living. So it's like they birthday like right around each other. They like best friend, but it's mom and daughter. It's my mom and my sister. And both their birthday was coming up and I just was sitting in the studio. I got a studio at home. So I was just sitting at home like, thinking like, what the hell can I do for them? So I got them gifts and shit, but it was just on my mind. And I was like, that's crazy. Like. And she had a job and everything. She just still never stayed away from my mom. So when I got me some money, I had bought her a house. My mom is like, it like crushed her. She had to move back in with my mom. I bought her a house and a car. My mom was like, so fucking mad, so frustrated. That's when I seen her, like, what the hell? So I just made the song.
And your sister is taking care of you on your tour? She's a manager?
No, not the one who I'm talking about, no.
Okay.
Yeah, but my sister is my manager.
Okay.
But not the one that I'm talking about. The one that I'm talking about is probably with my mom right now.
So is it a positive point to work with this family when you're on tour and when you have the pressure? Is it the thing who can maintain you?
It probably would be pressure if I wasn't from it. But the fact that I'm from it, it's no pressure.
Yeah.
Because I'm always like, if I got $1 trillion of $100,000, it's better than what I was born with. Because I was born with nothing. Even if I got tricked, or even if I could do better, even if you like, man, you're not a rapper, you should get $100,000 a show. I'm like, bro, I wasn't born with $100. $100,000 is life. So, nah.
Because a lot of artists, you know, are getting crazy because they came from really hard childhood, and when they know the success, it's another way, another mental violence, you know?
Yeah.
And how can you deal with that and protect with that?
By not giving a fuck what happened and staying out of the way, like buying cars, because, okay, I stay in my car. Buy a house, big house, so I can stay in the house. If I get tired of this side of the house, I go to the other side of the house. Putting a studio in my house, so I wouldn't have to go outside to even see nobody. Like, just sit in the house and go to the studio. Do whatever I want to do, you know what I'm saying? Do whatever I want to do to keep me away from it. Like, what can I do to stay away from people? Buy a house, buy cars, upgrade my friends, you know, upgrade the faculty, upgrade my bitch, upgrade my living, put a studio in my house, put a trampoline in my backyard, put a swimming pool in the backyard, put a basketball court in the backyard, put a tennis court in the backyard, put a fucking inside pool in the house, put four TVs in every room. It's like,
even if you don't watch TV or movies?
No, I got like a nine or 12 bedroom house. I got like 40 TVs, and I still don't watch TV. I got 3 TVs in my room, in the master room, 3 TVs, and don't watch neither one of them. Neither.
And what about the books?
Books? I'm not a great reader, so I don't read.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. I thought like you were reading all day with all that vocabulary in your songs.
Yeah, and I don't read, right? I was like, I always been smart though. Yes, I never got bad grades in school. I just was like a little badass little boy.
I thought like you were the little genius in school when you listened to your song. Yeah. There's so many words.
That's what I was.
So many expressions.
Yeah. I used to get in trouble for like finishing my work too fast and then like running around like can't sit down type shit. I always made good grades though. I ain't never had a D, never had an F, ever. Never.
Wow.
Played quarterback. I just stopped going to school because I started gambling. I like to gamble. So that's what made me stop going to school.
But how those words came to your mind? How that you put in your songs with all that creativity, all your songs, all this vocabulary?
Yeah. Because I was a genius. I am a genius. I never made bad grades, which means I was smart. And I still learn. I told you I'm a great learner. I'm a great learner. I'm a fast learner. So you can say 2 big words and then I'm remembering. You know what I'm saying? So and then I look it up and I'll like learn it and then I'll put that word into 5 different words that mean the same thing. So it's like I just learn as I go. Day by day. I just learn. I learn something every day.
And you make rhyme every syllable.
Yes. And that's why I'm always surrounded with a studio. Because at any given time, I can learn something. And I really want to express it right then, right when I learn it. I'm like, oh, wow. Pull the beat up. Let's, like, try to put this one word into, like, got a check, like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a check. Like, I just got a check for $650,000. I'm in the studio. She bring me the check. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, got a check. And just made a song. Literally.
Can you make a song about now?
Right now? Yeah. I got on high-end jeans, but I'm sitting on green. And my mans right here got Mason Margiela's up under his sheen. See, and it could be just like that.
You say that you would not like to end up like old rappers like who are still rapping like then 40 or 50, and you were talking about Jay-Z.
No, fuck no. Jay-Z a legend. I want to die like him. People just got it misunderstood. I said I don't listen to him because of his age. I'm 23 years old, I'm 24. I'm not listening to no Jay-Z, no matter how many albums he sell. But I want to die like Jay-Z. Jay-Z, ain't nothing wrong with him. I probably know more of his songs than he know himself. I know his music. I'm just saying, like, buying an album, I wouldn't buy the album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just because of his age range. Everybody who's in his age range should buy his album. He's still going to go gold with or without me. But it ain't no, fuck no. I want to be like him.
When I read that quote, I was sure, like, it was, like, the journalist who turned it.
Yeah.
I was like...
But I don't give a fuck, probably thought, like, I know. Like, fuck Jay-Z. Hell no.
I was like, okay, like, your dog can diss Jay-Z.
No. Who the fuck can diss Jay-Z? He a legend. He's still one of the highest paid artists in the world. I want to be like him. out of everybody in the game, him, P. Diddy, the oldest niggas in the game. Like, that's what I want to be like. That's what I would want to die like. So it ain't no, fuck no, I want death this. If he get in touch with me, I'ma fucking fly to him, run to him, whenever. Hell no, it ain't no diss. People just took it the wrong way, cause I don't give a fuck. And I don't give a fuck, so I really don't give a fuck about explaining it. So, cause I'm like, I don't give a fuck, fuck it.
And there's a such thing about ATL, is like, in US you have like the music media who are fascinating by what they'll call ignorant rap. But here, what we know from ATL is like the futuristic rap. Outkast was in the future. T.I. brings something crazy. D4L brings something crazy. And you bring something crazy. Why do you have those white journalists and rock journalists who are looking at you like, oh, he's ignorant, it's funny, he's living in a ghetto, look. When I look at this, I feel bad, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of glad we did this. Thank you for having me.
It's true.
First of all, I don't live in no ghetto. I live in a fucking mansion. It's not cool because it's not good. It's not cool to judge something.
Yeah.
Or it's not cool to judge a book by the cover, so it's not cool. But once again, I don't give a fuck. Judge on. Fuck you. Fuck all of you. Bitch. I'm in Europe.
You have 4 kids?
6.
6 kids? At 22?
24.
24? Wow.
I had my first kid, I was like 14 or something. My oldest kid is 7, about to be 8, so.
Boys and girls?
Yeah, he's September 23rd, he about to be 8. Yeah, I got 3 boys and 3 girls. Like, perfection.
When they grow up, what do they want to learn from you? Because if they watch your video with the guns and the stuff.
You said the kids?
Yeah.
I try my best to keep them away from that. They getting old enough to see it anyway, so, and they gonna end up seeing it. But it's like the way that I take them. I don't whoop them. I don't pop on them. But it's a zero tolerance because I'm still a dad. You know what I'm saying? So outside of it, it's still real. So even if they do slip up and be looking at my video with me, I'm be like, that ain't cool. Don't grab no gun. Or I'll be like, that's fake. You know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, a video is gonna be a fake gun. But even if it is real, I'm gonna be like, that's a fake gun.
Yeah.
You know, it's just some shit you do, and then, you know, I'm like, that's not what big boys do. That's what lames do. They like, you got the gun, so you a lame? I'm like, yeah, that was lame. I ain't gonna never do that no more. That's lame. You know what I'm saying? So it's just the energy that you got, that you invest into them. And they gonna understand. Even if they do it, they gonna be like, my dad had fake guns, get fake guns. Or even if they do want real guns, they gonna know what and what not to do.
In the 90s, like the gangster rappers was about smoking chronic. And in your video, we see cocaine.
Yeah, that was a tribute. That was like a amusement for a Gucci man. So it was like the whole moment was about him. You know what I'm saying? And I was just attending. Somebody just invited me there. You know what I'm saying? I just seen the look, and I was like, oh, let's shoot a video. It wasn't nothing that was planned. That's something that I wouldn't plan because I am not just a U.S. I'm an alien. So of course I wouldn't want to have a outcast look, and you go back in the day and look at outcast with dope on that video. No, you're not. So of course it's something that I wouldn't plan, but it's like, okay, this is Gucci man, it's about him.
The show is called Click. What's your definition of a click?
You said click?
Yeah.
My definition of a click is like maybe motherfuckers that you came up with. Sometimes those be the worst motherfuckers for you. But my definition of clique is just a big ass ball of honesty, big ball of loyalty. That's my definition of clique.
Young Thug, can I give you a young hug?
Yes.
Merci d'avoir écouté ce podcast. N'hésitez pas à vous abonner pour ne rater aucun épisode. Dites-le à vos amis et vous ferez encore plus d'amis. Vous pouvez retrouver tous les épisodes de ClickX en podcast ici et sur toutes les plateformes d'écoute en ligne ou à la télé sur la chaîne Click TV.
Hold up! What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.